PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
Earlier today in Israel, the U.S. Embassy officially moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Part of the U.S. contingent on hand was Jared Kushner. Kushner talked about what this move means to the United States and Israel.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to determine its own capital, the same right that is enjoyed by every other country in the world. In taking this action, the United States has also chosen to strengthen the bond between our two countries. Our special bond is the envy of nations throughout the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked President Trump for his courage.
President Trump, by recognizing history, you have made history. Today, the embassy of the most powerful nation on earth, our greatest ally, the United States of America, today its embassy opened here.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
As you went back to work today, did you dread your job? Did you dread your Monday morning? Well, John Tamney is an economist. He says it doesn't have to be that way. You are able to nowadays work as your passion, what you really enjoy and what your passion in life is. He gives one example and some tips on how you can do that.
Well, my advice is be optimistic, that to believe that you can't pursue your passion as a form of work is a very 20th century definition of work. If you look nowadays, people can quite literally make a career out of their love of video games. Video game players are very highly paid. At the high end, they earn millions of dollars a year, but the NBA just staged a draft for the NBA 2K League. Starting salary in this for video basketball game players will be $35,000 a year. You'll get a housing stipend. And my point in using that is that if you show me a hobby today, I can show you a remunerative profession associated with the hobby. It used to be that if you love football, it kind of ended at high school or maybe college. Nowadays, that's a very well-paid job. Even at the high school level, in the state of Georgia alone, there are 23 high school coaches who earn in the six figures. This is just in Georgia, and so it's a reminder that what we grew up loving more and more can be what we do for life.
Interesting advice there from John. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Huntington High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Huntington Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show. brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are here and we are ready.
We are ready, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-host, Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Ludwig, there's been so much news floating. It's hard to keep it all encapsulated in the 1 to 1 hour. But let's start out with midweek. We're talking about the three hostages being released and being flown home aboard the airplane with our freshly minted Secretary of State. What say you on that topic?
I think it's great that we're now to the point where North Korea is willing to release hostages, especially ones that are living and breathing.
Right.
Because, I mean, we just had the one young man come back last year after Obama failed to get his safe return.
Right.
And now we're seeing that Trump can actually get him back safe.
Well, yeah, you've seen the one that was in terrible condition. I got to tell you, for me, and I have to be cliche, folks, I apologize, but we've got two examples of it. We've got one, what I'm now referring to as the Neville Chamberlain or Winston Churchill approach. You decide which one you think works better. One was 60-some years of apologies and one check after another, and that got us exactly what? And the answer would be nothing. Nothing but a bunch of money blown, a bunch of promises made. Now, I don't know what path this is on, but it's clearly the best path we've been on in the over 60 years since the truce between the two sides, and the proxy war is what it really was. I'm thrilled with that. And then if you look to Iran, we get to use the other example, trust but verify. So the Obama administration, they wish they could be a shadow government, but they're not. But they wish they could be, along with Herman Munster's evil twin brother, John effing Kerry, that served in Vietnam and got a hangnail, and then he wrote his own Purple Heart. What a disgusting lot of people. So what they forgot in that agreement, because it was not a treaty, it was not lawful, it didn't pass the U.S. Senate. To be a treaty, it's got to pass the U.S. Senate. So I watched the talking heads across the media all week long. They're talking about it as if it was something legitimate. It wasn't. It was President Obama saying, okay, I see you're not going to pass it. I'm going to do it anyhow. And by the way, because I really like good photo ops, I'm going to send $1.7 billion that we ought to refer to as ransom, but in truth it was a bribe. Let's call it what it was. It was as dysfunctional as, in fact, I think President Trump has been very kind to it because it's not toilet paper. It's absolute unadulterated trash, this nonsense that Obama put into motion. And we're going to see the results of that. But listen, the fun part about this is we get to do the eye doctor thing, you know, better now, because we saw how the media and the uber left and the Obama shadow government reacted to Trump when he was talking about my button is bigger than your button. Crickets. Crickets now. Uh-oh, Winston Churchill's state of mind still wins over Neville Chamberlain's. Ludwig?
You could even look at Carter versus Reagan. I mean,
Carter versus Reagan. I was an adult, a brand new 18-year-old adult when Jimmy Carter got done destroying, making the United States poor again, was what his mantra had to be. It was absolutely diabolical in his function. And then we got to see the better now, yeah. Because then we had, it was back to, are you better off now 4 years than you were 4 years ago? That's where that came from. The answer was no. Carter destroyed things. I had a tough time getting a job. Now the employers are having a tough time finding enough employees. Better now.
People haven't realized that throughout history, this is nothing new. This goes even back to the Tripoli pirates. Appeasement does not work. People want, like Reagan hit this on the head, peace through strength. If you allow people to take advantage, they will continue. Like you always say, if I give you $5 a week,
every week, then
1 week I just stop, you're going to be mad, where's my $5? And you're going to start throwing a fit.
You owe me $5. Well, wait a minute, I've been giving you $5 for nothing.
Yeah.
You owe me $5, you rotten son of a gun.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so we want to make sure that Iran has no nuclear power. And listen, there are some folks that say, well, we have it, why shouldn't they have it? Because we're not threatening people with it. They are. They're the single greatest perpetrator of terrorism in the world now. Would it be a good idea to have them armed? So we set up an agreement via an executive order that gifts them $1.7 billion with no meaningful room for inspection whatsoever.
It was so legitimate, that payment, that it was loaded in cash on a plane overnight.
Yep, because it defied the law.
Yeah.
It defied the law. What are we arguing about, Stormy Daniels? What is wrong with these people?
It doesn't make sense that people are okay with this, because went through and read the our local congressman's comments on this, and people are going nuts that Trump's doing this. And then what they didn't realize is that right after Trump said this, their parliament, the Iranian government, was screaming death to America and burning paper flags.
Right.
Those are the people you want to have an agreement with?
But I got to tell you on that. Let me push back a little bit. I remember in Iran that was a very different country before the revolution.
Yep.
They were westernized, almost westernized. And those folks, the actual people themselves, went through a lot of drama and pain and misery under the Ayatollah Khomeini. I mean, the guy is everything that our Constitution is designed to save us from.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. That said, when they do those big photo ops in Iran, it's no different than Camera Hog taking advantage of the We Now movement with that march back in March with the gun thing. That's, they had a lot of people there. 10% of them or less were teenagers in offense to guns. They had more people turn out pro-gun in marches thereafter. More crickets. Not a word. My point in bringing that up is it was a great photo op, but it did not represent the majority of the United States' view. And I don't think the folks that they show in Iran on TV saying death to America necessarily represents how the Iranian people feel. Although there has been a full generation, almost two generations now, since they were a Western and more free society.
I agree. If this was people in the street, this was the parliament, this was the government doing this. So the people we're supposed to make an agreement with, their government, because the people do not have a say in their government. They vote, but let's face it, we know they don't have a say.
Right.
Are the ones that we want to make an agreement with, and they're the ones doing this. This isn't just the everyday average citizen in the street doing it. That's where I find the difference versus Camera Hog versus their actual officials. And let's face it, we know they've said they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the map.
Well, they promised it.
They promised it.
But you're seeing a lot of military activity and some bombings right now as a result of a handful of things. First off, what Trump has done with the nonsense deal by withdrawing from it. But also at the same time, you've got a square in Israel being named after Trump this week. You've got an embassy that's moved to the actual capital of Israel, as strange as that idea must sound to some people, even though unanimously Congress voted for that before, and now all the Democrats are going, oh, I can't believe he did it. Well, you voted for it, you freaking liar. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And the folks, like penguins, clapping, oh my, isn't my uber-crazy leftist representative wonderful? He or she voted for this. It was unanimous. Come on, folks. Let's get a wake-up call here.
And the funny thing, they won't even know about that vote taking place.
I just told them.
Because?
I just told them. And they've been told over and over. They know the reality. And if not, then I get to use that term. They are willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
They are willfully ignorant. That's how I'm seeing that. Now, maybe I'm all wet and I'm going to have people mad at me today. But when you look at the facts, you either have to ignore them or wake up.
We had 8 years of a man on the world stage, going on an apology tour, always being in the rear as a follower, not the leader. Now when we see things, it's, well, what does Europe think? Who cares what Europe thinks? What's best for America? That's where we are. That's where we live. That's what we are. What does it matter what Theresa May or Macron thinks? It's what we should be worried about, us.
Yeah. That's like during the revolution. What do they think in Europe? I don't know. That's why we're leaving there.
Yeah.
That's why we're here and not there.
Yeah.
That's why we want to break free from their carnage. Folks, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Ready? RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We're just getting started.
You know who he is?
No.
He's some bigwig. I don't have a clue who he is. Anyway, folks, I'm reading this from TheObserver.com. He warns... I like when they do the words here. He warns more celebrities could choose the red pill a la Kanye West. How do you say it?
Kanye.
Why don't he just name himself Kanye? Because no one knows how to say that word.
Everybody knows it except for you.
Except for me?
You're the only person that doesn't say Kanye.
But when this guy's warning him, obviously this guy's a big lib. And he's all concerned that more celebrities will start flipping. But he says he warns it. Using that terminology, it's like, rut-row, we got a problem here. First off, I don't think that Mr. West has turned red. I don't know that he's become a Republican. That's not what I've gotten out of any of his comments over the last while, but he likes Donald Trump, period.
Yeah.
Is that what you got out of it?
Yeah. We've got people on our side fawning over him now, and they need to stop. Yeah. He's not conservative Republican. He's Kanye West. That's all he is. He's like Trump in the term of he says what he wants, how he wants, when he wants.
Right.
He doesn't have an allegiance to one thing except for himself.
But here's the other side of this coin. First off, I agree with that. And your pronunciation of Mr. West's first name.
Kanye. Hey, whoa. I did it.
I just wanted to show you that I've been teasing you all along. Listen, here's the fun part about that, though, is that this fella here that's all concerned that more celebrities are going to flip, he's right, because they are. Because a lot of them now are in the closet. That's the funny part. We've joked about it on the show before. 30 years ago, gay folks were in the closet. Now conservatives in Hollywood are in the closet. No matter what happens, that's one busy closet in America where people are not allowed to say and do and be who they think they ought to be.
Is it flipped, or are they actually coming out and supporting or stating what they actually believe rather than
following the narrative of Roseanne Barr?
Yeah, knowing.
Wow, she hit a home run. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
And West, to his credit, the guy is a great, when it comes to getting media attention, if that's the goal of an entertainer, the guy does a great job. You got to stand back and go, wow, he knows how to grab the attention of the media and get his name put out into the marketplace, literally, folks, out into the marketplace. I don't have a clue what his politics is, but as folks that are in media, when I stand back and watch him, I'm impressed, and I am. But to your question, I don't have a clue. I really don't know, but I do think that there's a lot more conservatives in Hollywood and in media entertainment in general than are willing to admit. It goes back to me talking about way back when I was looking for a booking agent for my first novel. And, you know, right on the booking agent websites, we will not review your poetry, libertarian, or conservative position work. Wow. So if you're a conservative writer, by the way, even if you're centrist does not qualify. I'm just telling you, centrist doesn't qualify. But West and Roseanne Barr and a number of other people are saying, you know what, there's a different narrative that can be made here.
I think what they're espousing here is what most of America really believes. I don't think anybody agrees with their party 100%. They really believe in what they're saying. Think for yourself, do what's best for you, and let's do what's best for our country. I don't think that's anything different than what people really want.
It is, but then let me change our direction for a second because listen, this is a big ball of confusion. So if you looked to Disney World in Florida, they've got 34 years of doing a Christian music festival. Folks, I'm reading this from LifeSiteNews.com. So 34 years they've been doing a Christian music festival. It's a review. Not no more. Now, I'm not making a religious statement here, but I'm saying that they've made a calculated decision that's opposite of some of the folks on our side. They've decided to push away with faith, unless it's Muslim faith. And I'm not trying to be shrill when I say that. I'm just making an observation. That's what it appears that they're willing to squelch anything that appears to be traditional America. I'm not even debating whether that's traditional America. I'm saying that appears to be what they're trying to do. So if you're mom and pom and taking your three kids down, you're probably, this is where I get in the deep end, you're probably not going to have as much fun as if you're a gay couple down there because Disney's decided to embrace that rather than traditional America. That's my opinion of what I've watched come out of there, including pushing the Christian community away from them. And this is interpreted by most Christians paying attention that they're being pushed out, pushed away. And I'm thinking, well, where's the good sense business in that? What's Disney thinking? Is their ideology so far out in front of their cart that they can't see their cart anymore? The folks that carry them? I mean, don't they have a responsibility to their board of directors, or does the board of directors does it look like the Democratic National Committee? And I don't say that flippantly. I don't understand when a company makes its ideology its leading chin.
remember that Disney owns ESPN?
Uh-huh.
That has really went political agenda and lost millions of viewers.
Right.
They own ABC News.
They don't seem to care.
No, this fits the agenda of the Disney Corporation.
But
however,
listen.
I did read the article.
Yep.
And towards the end of it, it does discuss that the numbers for this have dwindled.
Right.
So as a business decision, it almost makes sense.
It does until you look at the marketing, because then I went out and looked further. It's amazing how numbers will dwindle if you quit telling people you're doing it.
Yes.
So that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They've caused that to be. They've made a calculated business decision to dwindle that down and then put a plug in it. That's what they've done. So they can't say it was a business decision when they're the ones that caused it to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your favorite big box store. When they quit selling firearms, they can't say our firearm sales dwindled.
My favorite store.
I didn't do it this time to you. You get my point, though?
Yeah.
They're making a decision to cause this.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. I guess I don't, because I've not been a big fan of them since I was a little kid, in the sense that I don't like the stuff that they put out.
Yeah, I struggle with Disney because you really...
I'm not thrilled with my grandchildren. I mean, my daughters are the parents of my grandchildren, so I try to keep my own, my opinion stifled. But that my grandchildren are watching Disney, I'm glad that most of my daughters are not allowing that, because Disney's off the rails, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because
they've been
ideological, and they're talking to five-year-olds.
Yep.
Going, really, stop that. Leave your ideology in the voting booth. I'll take you on there. Leave my grandbabies out of this.
And this is nothing new with Disney. I mean...
No. Been that way for a generation or better.
They were Nazi sympathizers, so...
Walt, you think, was. So?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they've always been leftist.
Oh, yeah.
That gets the hair on the left go crazy when I say that.
Yeah.
But when you go to do the click marks, just run down the ideology. When you get to the bottom, you don't get a right winger. I'm just telling you.
No.
When you go down the long thing of what were they trying to advance, you cannot make an honest conclusion at the end and call them right wing. And perhaps you're offering proof, Ludwig.
Yeah. I'm very weary of Disney. I mean, obviously, Disney World is awesome. I've been there multiple times. You can't deny that fact, but the inundation that they suck the kids in and then force-feed agendas. I've watched some of those shows. I think that some of their shows are the reasons that kids backtalk the way they do to parents, because the shows are created to show the kid in the family has the power versus the parent. They make the parents look stupid.
You think that's true?
Oh, I watch a show. The parents look like they're idiots. Oh, right. I didn't even know that my kid was doing that. How do you not know your kid was doing that? Or what do you mean your kid's smarter than you, or tougher, or stronger, or more intelligent?
Do you think that it promotes free-range parents or helicopter parents?
Well, they're actually promoting free-range, because most of the time these parents are so dumb they don't even know what their kids are doing.
Right. And what age group is that statement being directed to?
Most of these kids are in the shows between 11 and 15.
So that's who the audience is?
I think the audience is anywhere from 5 to 15, because it's Disney. Parents just turn it on for the kids.
Okay.
But it's horrible. I watch these shows. They're horrible.
It's an automatic thing, by the way. So when children go to visit somebody, a grandparent, it's an automatic thing, because most grandparents are not watching it. But listen, we've got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. North Korea said it will destroy a nuclear test site 3 weeks before a historic meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz said the president is really handling things correctly, in his opinion, overseas.
President Trump's, I think, peace through strength is pulling off. Mike Pompeo's done a terrific job. I mean, he has only been in that position a short time, but certainly in his position as the CIA at the, you know, and, you know, understanding the intelligence behind the scenes, whatever they're doing, it's working because it's moving in the right direction.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize sports betting, striking down a 1992 federal law. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And now I can say the gang's all here.
It absolutely is. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Miles, I'm glad you tuned in right at exactly the time I needed you. What is your opinion? Giuliani wants perimeters of Mueller interview with Trump set by May 17th. My sub to that was Mueller rejects Trump's request to answer questions in writing. Now, what are your thoughts on that topic in total?
Well, I mean, Mueller has confirmed beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is, as Trump has been tweeting, just a witch hunt. And he rejected the whole idea of written answers. I mean, clearly Mueller just wants to pull out the perjury trap, because I think it's now obvious Mueller has nothing. And I loved how when the Russian firms that he tried to indict several weeks ago came back and said, okay, let me see your evidence so that we can go to trial. And Mueller's response is he asked the court, can he delay responding to that?
Right.
That's worth the price of admission alone.
So the Russians kind of called his bluff because he's got nothing.
Exactly.
But listen, meanwhile, you've got Stormy Daniels' lawyer all over the media this week talking about $500,000 paid by a Russian oligarch corporation to Trump's personal lawyer, Cohen. And you've also got Giuliani that's made several comments, actually, saying there may have been other women paid off. What is your opinion of that? And so, by the way, the hint that they're doing it is that perhaps the Russian collusion thing was really Russia just putting him in debt to them by taking care of these Stormy Daniel types people that have been surrounding Trump, seemingly. What's your thought on that topic?
So let's see if Stormy Daniels' attorney can actually come up with some evidence, rather than he clearly knows that the Hair on Fire media just wants to have something like this so that they can glom onto it.
Right.
So, I mean, if he can come up with some evidence, then bring out the evidence.
I agree with that, and I got to tell you on that point, my take on it was that, in fact, I've said this, Stormy Daniels or whoever's operating her publicity, they're masters at keeping her name in the 7 to 10 day news cycle. They keep bumping it forward and bumping it forward. She'll almost disappear. They'll throw off another perfectly timed bomb, and they kick that 7 to 10 day forward. Whoever's orchestrating her is doing maybe. And by the way, folks, maybe she's doing it. I'm not going to take credit away from her. Whoever's doing it knows how to work the media. But to your point, Miles Bauer, the media is glad to carry the load of her weight for her.
If this is real, let's say evidence came out. Bring your evidence out, because I want to know if it's real. Because if it is, I'll be the first one to say, impeach him. Get him out of there.
If he did what?
If he had an affair with the election.
If he slept once with Stormy Daniels and four other hot women, was I supposed to say it that way? Do you want him impeached? Because really, when you get all done to it, that's what we're talking about. And listen, folks, America knew that the guy had a wonderful life, hating to say it that way, before they elected him. So these are non-impeachable offenses.
He's an open book. Everybody knew this stuff.
Yeah, you've got to really have something significant to rise to the level of a satisfied impeachment, meaning just to get the impeachment charge ain't nothing but a thing. To get it proven in a Senate trial is a horse of a different color. Yeah, Miles?
I've said this a million times on the show in the past. Look, we all knew, those of us who were voting for a bowling ball thrower, we all knew he wasn't a Sunday school teacher.
Right.
We knew that going into it.
Right.
The problem we all had was doing the same thing over and over again was not working. So we wanted to go in another direction this time. Yep, he's not a Sunday school teacher. We all got that. And I think even the polls are coming out showing, regardless if he's involved or not, it's not relevant to us. We wanted somebody to go in there and throw a bomb in the middle of the meeting room and shake things up.
Sure. Now, he's hovering, to your point, Miles, depending on which poll I want to look at, he's hovering between 48 and 51%.
But his numbers are up no matter what poll you look at.
I get that part. But no matter how you want to look at this, and I'm not trying to do the better now this time, but when you look at Obama at this point in his presidency, Trump's numbers are better. And I know when I say that, folks explode all over. That's not true. Well, it really is, actually. The facts here have a bearing on the topic. Keeping in mind, I'm not a poll guy at all. I quit watching polls thinking that they had meaning in 2004. That's kind of when I went, okay, these things are just lying. They're all politically driven narratives. They're not actual surveys of what the folks think. And by the way, a few of the phone calls that I've gotten to include me in polls convinced me that I'm right, that they're trash bag nonsense things. They're not legitimate at all. But that said, Trump has been beating Obama at this point.
My whole point is, if Mueller has evidence of collusion, interference, and a rigged election, I don't want that person in office. That person puts our Constitution and government and everything else this country's founded on in jeopardy. Right. I don't want them, regardless who it is. That's what they don't understand. If this is real, every Republican American will say, this isn't what our country's founded on. It's that we need to get rid of them.
Go ahead, Miles. You have it.
Let me ask you a genuine question, though, Lude. If Mueller had evidence, do you not think it would have long since been leaked?
Exactly. I agree 100%. That's my point. There is nothing there.
But listen, let me get a little bit more grandiose on this.
He would have leaked it himself with a press conference.
Well, first off, I think Hillary Clinton did collude with the Russians.
Exactly.
And I think the evidence is the preponderance of evidence. That said, we have to back off and look at what the Russians, what we know for a fact that they did. They tried to cause angst on both sides of the aisle, within both political parties, and then between both parties. I don't think there's any question that they did that. The fun part about it is, this is fun, and I use that word in the most literal sense this time, is that what they did is they told folks the truth. and that really wrinkled the system, don't you dare tell my constituents the truth again, darn you. That's the sad, shadowy part that no one on the Global News Network is talking about. If the Russians did this, on either side or for both sides, like I believe, they did it with the truth. They get on Facebook and they told folks what Hillary did or what they think Trump did or what they – go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just want to ask you a question. Do you think the Russians attempted to intervene in the 2016 election any more or any less than they did in the 2012 election, in the 2008 election, in the 2004 election, in the 2000 election, going all the way back since probably World War II?
No, I think you're right about that, but I'll go you a step further than that. First off, the internet, the way it's driven, allows us to supposedly measure their engagement now, whereas in the past, with some of those years, I don't think it was so easy to measure. But I'll go you a step further. Whatever the Russians did, whatever the truth of it is, it pales in comparison to what the United States government has done in other countries' elections around the world.
I think it
utterly pales by comparison.
I think it pales by comparison to what our media interfered with. Let's face it, WikiLeaks comes out with the truth.
Listen, wait.
And then shortly after, we get a videotape of Trump on a bus?
Right.
By the media?
Sure. But hang on, you've got, well, in that point, by the way, they're doing their function. If that's the truth, it's their function to tell the folks.
The emails were the truth. They never mentioned those.
How about Obama openly talking about being engaged in the Israeli presidential election? There's been nary a time when the United States government was not involved in one of the countries of the free world's democratic process of election. And so when we're running around acting holier than thou, I'm sorry, folks, it's laughable. That part is the truth, regardless of where you come down on who done what. So
if there was anything there, Trump would already be out, and Trump would be on his way out if this was real. It's not.
All right, listen, we've got to, on that, go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And are we supposed to do an Enigma report here?
Enigma report.
All right, here is the Enigma report. Just check. I just almost forgot about the Enigma report. Is an Enigma.
We're going to have to start doing the gong entrance or something.
There we go.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts, are on board. During the midweek, we had primaries in several states. Ludwig, do you know who won where?
Yeah, we got a couple good ones here. The Trump nominee in Ohio, James Renacci.
When you say it's the Trump nominee, you mean that Trump put his finger on him and said, make him win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
the race where Trump specifically came out and said, don't elect or nominate the Trump guy?
No, that was West Virginia.
Okay.
And that guy lost.
Bigly.
Blankenship.
He lost Bigly.
Bigly.
Yeah.
Covfefe.
Yeah.
Because the AG, Patrick Morrissey, blew out everybody, it looked like.
Yeah.
And then in Indiana, pro-Trump businessman Mike Braun won easily.
Sure.
What's interesting, though, too, is in Ohio, the battle between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren was won by Warren. Bigly. Warren's candidate.
I see. You're talking about Kucinich.
Yeah.
That guy
by 40 points he won.
Yeah, but listen, he's a nut. I don't know how else to say that.
Kucinich is far left.
Yeah, we had two nutty endorsements, Sanders versus Warren, and Kucinich versus Warren's guy.
I think that tells us more about Elizabeth Warren than it does about Kucinich.
Absolutely.
Anyone paying attention knows Kucinich is a screwball. He's got one or two issues, and beyond that, he's really got limited scope.
Now, the nice thing is the GOPs in that one state showed up. Like, they turned out way bigger than the Democrats in Ohio, which is very promising. But, because, I mean, let's face it, Kucinich is probably not going to win. They haven't had, the last 28 years, 24 years, an Ohio governor has been Republican.
Sure.
And this Republican nominee has really distanced himself from Kasich.
Right.
Which is kind of nice, because Kucinich and Kasich sound alike.
Kasich is barely a Republican. I don't know how clearly you don't have to pass a test or anything, because he's not. Yeah, I'm a Republican. Him and I have got almost nothing in common. We both breathe air, and after that, that's about the end of the line for us. I've met him a couple times. I dislike him, literally. It's not even an ideological difference. I think he's a mean-spirited little man. Yes, Miles?
As the second district chair.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think about
talking
all
to
these
me or,
outsiders?
You talking to me or Ludwig?
One flub.
I'm sorry, keep going.
But what do you think about this outsider wave that we're starting to witness?
Listen, I think it tells us, and that's really why it's part of the enigma today, because the media says that Trump is destroying the Republican Party. And by the way, some of the establishment Republicans are saying essentially the same thing as the media and the uber left are saying. But the reality of it is, and I think this goes to where you're trying to say, is that the reality of it is that that's not what the folks are thinking. The folks, and it goes to your point about Stormy Daniels, the folks are going, listen, we know, just like you said, the guy's not a choir boy. We get that. But on the other hand, we've got three freed hostage or prisoners, whatever you want to call them, from North Korea. They've got a date set for the first meeting ever. Not like in a long time or kind of been a while. The first meeting ever between a sitting president and any of the leaders of Kim Jong-un, going back before the Korean War. That was even before we were born. Can you imagine that, Ludwig?
Oh, I thought
that's
you were
a long time.
I thought you watched that on TV.
You've got the state of Michigan, only because I know the numbers, with a 2.9% unemployment rate. I don't ever remember seeing that, and I've been here all of my life. I'd never seen it. You've got the national unemployment rate under 4%. These folks can't get out of their own way with their goofy screwball narrative. And the folks, goes to Miles's point, are saying, give me some more Trumps, please.
I think the establishment's a little unhinged about it, because these people coming in,
they want bureaucrats.
They're not viable. Like, a businessman who's millionaire, billionaire, doesn't need your money to vote.
Yeah, but listen, some of those folks going in there are going to see themselves as deal makers, they're king makers kind of thing. I got the money, I don't owe anybody, and you guys need one vote, and that's me. What do I get out of it? You're going to see some of that and watch that.
It's part of business,
Miles,
right?
What's your take on the whole thing?
I think, to your point, that America you know, how you were always frustrated with the electorate that they keep sending screwballs back to Washington. I think we might be seeing a period where, you know, we came up out of the ether and right. We're going, no mas. We're going to start sending real people in there. They may not be squeaky clean. They might have spent the night with Stormy Daniels. Who cares? I've got food to eat. I've got a job to go to. My life is slightly better than it was a couple of years ago.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's the bottom line. I really do. You've got coal miners that are mining coal. You got folks that are feeding their kids. You got growth. Ottawa County now is the fastest growing county that's south of us, folks. Fastest growing county in the state. Every state that can hear us all the way to Riverside, California, and including California, by the way, is seeing growth. You can't tell that about the Obama administration. You just can't. It's not ideological. It's like going to the eye doctor, I'll say again. Better now? Better now. Which one of those two lenses can you see best at?
What's ironic is I couldn't find the official poll numbers on this recent primary, but all of the local papers were saying that low turnout. In most cases, the Democrat turnout was lower than the Republican.
Right.
And
but that's not the cases, by the way, that the media talked about.
No.
They found the two instances in all of those, and folks, you can look this up. They found the two instances in all of those primaries where the Democratic side was on fire and had better turnout, and that's all they talked about all week long. You're going to
wait a minute, Luke. Where's the blue wave, though?
USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. officially moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Michael Anton is a National Security Council spokesman. He explains what this move means to folks in the United States and Israel.
It's a recognition of a long-standing reality that, as you heard the president's remarks, the major buildings and operations of the Israeli government are in Jerusalem. For a long time, the United States denied that, or at least sort of held a polite fiction that we were agnostic as to whether the capital was in Jerusalem.
And only about 90 miles to the south, three of the 52 Palestinians reportedly killed ahead of the U.S. opening the embassy in Jerusalem were armed terrorists caught trying to plant a bomb near the Gaza border fence. That's according to Israel's military. Today, Margot Kidder, best known for her role as Lois Lane in the 1978 Superman film, has died. She was 69 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Analysts are reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who criticized Mylan for jacking up the price of its EpiPen allergy shot 2 years ago, today called on federal officials to help end what he called an urgent and alarming shortage of the life-saving device. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained what is being done between Mylan and the government.
So we're working with the manufacturer to make sure that consumers have ready information about where the product is available. Sometimes what happens is you have pockets where the product's available and some other product pockets in the distribution channel where there are shortages, and we're making sure patients have knowledge about where to go.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms? Unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol? Quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Today was the first day the U.S. Embassy officially opened in Jerusalem. President Donald Trump addressed the dedication ceremony via video.
Today we officially open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming. Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948, Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital. The capital, the Jewish people established in ancient times. So important. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's government. It is the home of the Israeli legislature and the Israeli Supreme Court and Israel's prime minister and president. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. On December 6, 2017, at my direction, the United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also spoke from the event. And finally, on this day in history, back in 1804, explorer William Clark set off from St. Louis, Missouri. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. The weather today, mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Southwest wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 61. South wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 85. Light southwest wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter of an inch and a half an inch possible. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 2 a.m. Then a chance of showers. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Cloudy with a low around 61. Calm wind becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New rainfall amounts between 3 quarters and 1 inch possible. Wednesday, a chance of showers. Cloudy with a high near 71. East wind around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New precipitation amounts of less than a half an inch possible. And we seem to have quite a bit more precipitation going on till the end of the week. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is Tracy Ivey, your co-host. Larry Cartwright is off today. This is NAMI's Hour, courtesy of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There are chapters in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the country, and overseas. In Hunterdon, we are all volunteers. We have no office and no paid staff, and we work out of our houses. What we try to do is help people with mental illness, getting them to the right area of treatment. We also run support groups and have family-to-family classes. Everything we do is free. If you need more information, please call us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but someone checks at least twice a day. We promise we will get back to you. Today, we are very pleased to have with us Carol DeVore, director of Safe Harbor Access Centers here in Flemington, New Jersey, which is also sponsoring a candlelight vigil for mental health this Saturday, May 19th, on the courthouse steps. Today, we're going to talk to her about both her organization and the event on Sunday. Carol has a master's degree in guidance counseling. She was a special ed teacher and worked for several years at a Daytop Residential Center. For the last 30 years, she has been a domestic violence advocate, and she worked as a legal advocate for Safe in Hunterdon. And welcome, Carol.
Thank you, Tracy.
Good. So let's talk about Safe with Harbor. Safe Harbor. What is the primary purpose of the agency, and who does it serve?
Safe Harbor started as a organization for court-ordered supervised parenting time. So it was started by a gentleman who was having some difficulty through the court system of being able to see his daughter, and this was like in 2004. So things were very different then. We have moved forward, and I joined in about 6 years ago.